administer the drug to infants or other children, even though 8 youngsters given this drug in clinical studies died. Pediatricians prescribed it widely for infants afflicted with gastric reflux, a common digestive disorder. Patients and their doctors had no way of knowing that the FDA had found the drug to be not approvable for children. "We never knew that," said the father of a 3-month-old who died after taking the drug. "To me, that means they took my kid as a guinea pig to see if it would work." By the time the drug was pulled, the FDA had received reports of over 24 deaths of children under the age of 6 who had been given this deadly drug. By then, the drug had generated U.S. sales of over $2.5 billion for the drug companies. Folks, people are suffering and dying needlessly because of the actions and lack of actions of the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies. Can you see why I'm mad as hell and I'm just not going to take it anymore? You shouldn't either. The FDA, an FDA insider said, "People are aware that turning down a drug for approval is going to cause problems with officials higher up in the FDA. Before I came to the FDA, I always assumed things were done properly. Now, I've totally lost faith in taking any prescription medication." That quote is from an insider at the FDA right now. According to the Los Angeles Times, the 7 deadly drugs were not needed. They didn't save lives. One was simply for heartburn. Another was a diet pill. A third was a painkiller. All told, 6 of the medicines were never proved to offer any life-saving benefits. And the 7th, just another antibiotic, was ultimately judged unnecessary because other antibiotics were available that did the same thing. These 7 deadly drugs that were approved by the FDA have been now found to be so deadly and have killed so many people that they all have been pulled off the market for good. Folks, the FDA is allowing dangerous drugs to be approved and people to die simply so the drug companies can make profits. And that's just not me saying it. It's being reported in the LA Times and everywhere. According to the LA Times, in 1988, only 4% of new drugs introduced into the world market were approved first by the FDA. In 1998, the FDA's first in the world approval spiked to 66%. What this means is it appears now that the easiest agency in the world to get a new drug approved, regardless of safety, is in fact the FDA, when before it used to be the hardest. The FDA was once the world's leading organization when it came down to safety of drugs it approved. Now the FDA seems to be more interested in the sales and profits of the drug companies than the safety of consumers. This is right out of the LA Times. The FDA, as an example, was the last worldwide regulatory agency to withdraw several new drugs in the late 1990s that were banned by health authorities in Europe as being dangerous. Routinely, FDA officials recommend against the approval of drugs, and advisory committees occur and also recommend against the approval of drugs, only to have the drugs approved by the FDA and called safe and effective. How crazy. According to a professor at Wake Forest University, the patients are the only ones paying the price. They're the ones developing all the side effects, fatal and non-fatal, of the FDA's actions. One particular drug the FDA approved and called safe and effective was pulled within the first year because it was linked to 5 direct deaths, the removal of many of patients' colons, and other major bowel surgeries in thousands of people. Other drugs called safe and effective by the FDA have been proven to cause heart valve damage, liver damage, pancreas damage, prostate cancer, colon cancer, impotency, infertility, heart attack, stroke. These are drugs that the FDA is calling safe and effective, but have been proven to cause all of these medical problems. LA Times article again says 7 specific drugs that were called safe and effective resulted in a minimum of 1,000 deaths. Other experts say the number is much higher. It could go as high as 20,000 deaths. 20,000 deaths were caused by drugs that were approved by the FDA. And all the drugs were said to be safe and effective by the FDA, proven to be safe and effective by the FDA. What is not recorded is the potential hundreds of thousands or millions of patients who took those drugs that developed other severe medical conditions, from liver damage and heart problems and cancer and diabetes, digestive issues. The most outrageous thing is that all of these new medical conditions will be treated by the medical doctors with surgeries or more drugs. This is right out of the LA Times. The needless pain and suffering of hundreds of thousands of people and the deaths of countless more is being ignored, all in the name of profit. The LA Times article continued to say it is reported that more than 22 million Americans took the drugs that were proven to be dangerous and proven to cause major medical problems. This means, folks, that there are 22 million people in America that will now have major medical concerns, medical problems, medical symptoms that were caused, that are being caused specifically and directly to the drugs that they took that were approved by the FDA that are now off the market. And those 22 million people are going to be treated by doctors with surgery and more drugs. Talk about a scam. At the University of Texas School of Public Health, physician there said, this particular physician, by the way, served on the FDA advisory committee from 1995 to 1999. He said the FDA has lost their compass and forgotten who it is ultimately serving. The FDA states all drugs have risks. Most drugs have serious risks. That's directly from the FDA. LA Times reports Harvard psychiatrists as saying evidence that the FDA is suppressing a report linking suicide to drugs is an outrage given the public health and safety issues at stake. The FDA has information that antidepressants cause children to be twice as likely to show suicidal tendencies and behavior. The article shows how the FDA claims that there is no conclusive scientific evidence linking antidepressants and potential suicide behavior. However, the article goes on to say that there is absolute evidence that the FDA is suppressing and hiding the information so that the drug companies continue to sell those drugs. Folks, this is criminal. This is criminal. I hope you're driving in your car right now listening to me or at home, and I hope you're getting mad as hell. Because I sure am. That's why I don't take any drugs. If I get a sniffle or something, I'll take some echinacea, I'll take some various herbs, and I'll get over it in a day or two. My body can handle that. And I've never had any major medical issues my whole life. And you don't have to either. Non-fatal skin cancers are the number one cancer. The four other most common kinds are breast, prostate, lung, and cancer of the colon. These cancers can all be eliminated because they're all caused by what we put in our body. Think about it. Number 7, still not convinced that the pharmaceutical industry pushes drug sales and usage at all costs and has an incestuous desire for increasing profits? Well, consider a couple things here. Nurses are given gifts and money in many cases in an attempt to induce them to administer drugs from a specific manufacturer. I mentioned schools get $500 per month for every child they have on the psychiatric drug Ritalin or Prozac. Doctors are given money. They're given money and trips and incentives based on the number of drugs they prescribe. Still not convinced that the ads you see on TV or read in newspapers and magazines or hear on the radio are filled with deceptions, fraudulent information, misleading data, and outright lies? Consider this. Think of all the ads that say such things as world's finest coffee, world's best coffee, best coffee on the planet. These are obviously unsubstantiated and false, but allowed to run because big business is involved. Made with the finest ingredients Mother Nature has to offer. Really, genetically modified, made with chemical fertilizers, sprayed with herbicides and pesticides, and then frozen. Are the finest ingredients Mother Nature has to offer? I don't think so. TV ads for chain restaurants and fast food restaurants make all types of fraudulent statements about how fresh their ingredients are, how fine their ingredients are, and then they show you pictures of what you're going to buy. It never looks like it does. In restaurants, on television, food is showed giving you the impression that when you buy the product, it'll look like this. For anyone who's ever purchased anything, it absolutely never looks like what it is when it's shown on TV or appeared on the package or appeared on the restaurant menu. It's false and misleading, but allowed to happen because the lobbyists are paying off our friendly politicians in Washington. Still not convinced that all over-the-counter non-prescription and prescription drugs are poisonous and causing you great physical and emotional harm? Then consider this. Depending on who you listen to, either the third or fourth leading cause of death in America is, in fact, doctors. Think about it. The Journal of the American Medical Association itself says things like unnecessary surgery, medical errors, negative effects from drugs cause almost as many deaths as heart disease and cancer. Over 250,000 people in America died last year from physicians' activity or treatment. These account only for the deaths. They do not include people who are permanently maimed, injured, or who will develop serious other medical conditions due to the drugs and surgical procedures, or those people who will die next year. The number of people who get permanent serious disabilities or discomfort or develop other diseases from the drugs and surgical procedures could exceed over 3 million people per year in America alone, and the number is dramatically increasing every year. This is directly out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Think about it. Estrogen therapy is now shown to be outrageously dangerous and should never be taken. Lowering cholesterol will not prevent a heart attack. As we talked about earlier, cholesterol is not the issue, but they all talk about cholesterol so they can sell you cholesterol drugs. An aspirin a day can give you a stroke. New research also shows it can destroy your eyesight. Sunscreens, as I mentioned before, don't prevent skin cancer. They cause it. Scientists say five ingredients in most sunscreens are highly carcinogenic. Since the invention of sunscreen, skin cancer rates in the U.S. have gone up dramatically. No one can explain this. No one can explain why the incidence of skin cancer in the tropical countries where the sun rays are the strongest are almost non-existent. Most people don't use sunscreen. It has been reported that over 7 million Americans older than 65 receive prescriptions for drugs that a panel of experts deemed inappropriate for use by the elderly because of potentially dangerous side effects. According to a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, every prescription drug has dangerous side effects, and over 20% of them come on the market without the appropriate warnings. In Ralph Nader's book, The Chemical Feast, he talks about how the Food and Drug Administration deceived consumers and concealed important information about the safety of drugs and food additives. Folks, that was over 30 years ago. Amazingly, nothing has changed. That's why I'm picking up where Ralph Nader left off. We're just not going to expose this. We're going to file suits. If you join me, go to naturalcures.com or thewhistleblower.com and become a member and join me. We're going to be taking action against these corporations and government agencies that are running amok. Folks, these people need to be held accountable for their actions. There are individual people that purposely are letting people suffer and die needlessly. This doesn't have to happen. Still not convinced that advertising is having a major effect on what you believe and think? Then consider this. Advertising has such a profound impact at brainwashing people into believing that drugs and vaccines are so important for health that if a person doesn't give their children drugs and vaccines, people believe that the children are being neglected and social services can take the children away. People who have never taken any drugs at all and have no medical symptoms are now going to doctors and demanding certain drugs that they've seen advertised on television. An 18-year-old person gets more impressions from drug ads than any other advertising. Over 50,000 drug ads will be exposed to the average 18-year-old. Still not convinced that horror stories in relation to the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry don't exist? Then consider this. Alexander Horwin was diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer and underwent two surgical procedures. The first left him unable to walk and with optic nerve damage. The second left him tumor-free, but his doctors informed him that the disease threatened to return if he didn't continue to receive treatment. The doctors recommended state-of-the-art chemotherapy treatment. It was the best in the world, but the risk included damage to the young infant's heart, lungs, liver, and kidneys, and could lead to loss of hearing, small stature, infertility, more cancers, intellectual decline, or even death. Less than 4 months after beginning the treatment, little Alexander died, most probably from the chemotherapy itself. Only later did the parents learn, by reading various medical journals, that the state-of-the-art chemotherapy recommended by the doctors was proven to be ineffective for young children. Various medical journals reported that the drug Alexander was given actually caused seizures, dementia, and death, and even caused cancer itself. The state-of-the-art chemotherapy was performed at a prestigious children's hospital. The parents found that there were other treatments that were potentially far less dangerous, but according to the FDA rules, could not be administered to little Alexander. The parents also found stories of people who had the same disease as their son who received these additional alternative treatments and were healthy and suffered few, if any, side effects. The problem was, unbeknownst to the parents, the treatment that their son received was part of an FDA-approved clinical trial. The FDA regulation that prevented the young infant from receiving the alternative treatment is part of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. And this act has been upheld by various lawsuits and state codes. What this means is that Americans don't have the freedom to choose what they and their physicians believe to be best treatments for themselves or their children. An investigative journalist stated few Americans are aware that their treatment options, indeed, their most personal medical choices, are regulated by the government and are seriously limited if you become ill. This young boy lived only 5 months after being diagnosed with cancer, yet his medical bills totaled almost $250,000. That's $250,000 that the cancer industry received, only to kill a young boy who could have easily lived if they used the less expensive alternative treatment. Another sad story of Jack and Marianne. Their son was diagnosed with brain cancer. Doctors recommended surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, and told the parents of the devastating side effects. The doctors claimed that the young man named Dustin had only 4 months to live. The parents found an alternative health doctor named Brzezinski. When the parents told their medical doctors that they were thinking about alternative treatments as an option, they were warned that there was a good chance that social workers from the state could come in and force the young boy to receive the conventional treatments of chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, and drugs. It's unbelievable that people have to live with the stress of not only having a severe medical condition in their family, but being threatened that the state will come in, take your son or daughter away from you, and force them to receive horrible, painful medical treatments that will kill them. Folks, we're not talking about a dictatorship. We're not talking about Nazi Germany. We're not talking about Iraq under Saddam Hussein. We're talking about America. We're talking about a country that was based on freedom. Not a state-controlled, Stalinistic regime. Joseph Stalin doesn't run this. This isn't communist Russia, the Soviet Union. This is America. And the state can come in and take your child away and force him to lie down and force him to be injected with drugs that'll kill him and give chemotherapy because the state believes it's best for your child. The FDA says patients must use approved therapies. That's the law, folks. And get no success from those therapies first before going to any alternative. That's the rule. That means that if a person has deadly cancer, they must take the poisonous drugs first, they must do the radiation, they must do the chemotherapy, and they must pay the hundreds of thousands of dollars to the cancer industry first, even though these treatments have been proven to be deadly and could potentially kill you or your loved one. Luckily for young Dustin, the scenario happened before these laws went into effect, and the parents weren't bound by them. The young boy received the alternative, all-natural, cancer treatment for 4 years. 8 years later, young Dustin is tumor-free. Thank God, healthy and off medication 100%. You would never know he was ever sick. If this young boy took the conventional treatment recommended by the medical doctors of drugs, surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, the boy would have experienced an excruciatingly painful, horrible existence and probably died within a few months anyway. Think about it. Think about it. Still not convinced? Still not convinced? There's more. If you go to naturalcures.com, folks, I'll give you links to websites where all these stories are talked about from real people just like you. You can email them and talk to them and hear their stories. This is going on today in America. There are natural cures. They're being suppressed. Still not convinced that aspartame NutraSweet is one of the most dangerous food additives available today? It should never be consumed. Consider this. NutraSweet, which is the trade name or the brand name for aspartame, contains methanol, a wood alcohol, which is a deadly poison. Aspartame was approved based on 112 studies submitted by the FDA by the original manufacturer, Cyril Pharmaceuticals, which was acquired later by Monsanto. All of these studies were paid for and funded by the drug company itself. Critics who look at these studies, most notably the 15 pivotal studies that the FDA based its approval on, are astonished, amazed, and blown away that anyone could deduce that aspartame is safe. It's amazing that one of the subjects in the study died within a year after taking aspartame, and they still approved it. Some of the studies showed people who were taking aspartame were having brain seizures. Once the aspartame was withdrawn from the subject's diet, the brain seizures ceased. It seems that aspartame was causing the brain seizure. And this is in the study. All the studies were very short, consisted of only a few subjects, a handful of subjects. And the duration was only a few months. The FDA today has received more complaints from people who have consumed aspartame and have had major negative side effects than any other approved food. Yet absolutely no action has ever been taken by the FDA. It's sad. It's all about the money. Still not convinced that your thoughts and energy in general is important to your health and can have a major impact on your physiology and disease? And consider this. The magnetic energy of the Earth is substantially lower than it has ever been in history. Very few people actually stand with their feet directly on the Earth, allowing them to pick up this energy. The Earth's GOSS, which is the measurement of magnetic energy, was at one time 4.0. Today it's only 0.04. The mind and thoughts can have a dramatic instantaneous effect on the body's chemistry. and how all organ and glands functions work. In testing, people who have been diagnosed with multiple personality disorder, thought has been shown to do what is scientifically impossible. In one particular example, a person's blood was tested and found to be free of diabetes. Within minutes, when his personality changed, the blood was taken again and the person was found to have diabetes. This is physically impossible, according to all scientists. It shows that the mind or your own belief system can do things to the body and change the body's chemistry when science has determined it is absolutely impossible to happen. Thoughts and energy absolutely affect a person's physiology and health. In research, when a person begins to worry and stress, the body's pH can go from alkaline to acidic in a matter of minutes. Thoughts can bring on disease faster than any other cause. In research, poker players have had their body functions monitored, and within a matter of seconds, after looking at a hand, their blood pressure and heart rate can dramatically change just on what the hand says and how the person's thinking. High-definition TVs emit so much powerful electromagnetic energy that in one office building, turning a high-definition TV on wiped out an entire company's computer systems. In addition, high-definition TVs can knock out a bird's natural sense of direction. Electromagnetic waves also have adverse effect on dolphins and whales and their ability to navigate. Certainly then, electromagnetic energy is having a profound negative effect on your physiology and health, as well as how you feel and your emotional well-being. The June 2003 issue of the Townsend Letter for Doctors and Patients discussed energy-based frequencies used at clinics throughout the world and how effective they are at curing the incurable diseases. According to researchers, electromagnetic frequencies underlie all chemical and mechanical reactions in the body. Applying a frequency that resonates with specific tissues helps the tissue regain coherence and heal. This goes against all medical theories and against the concept that drugs are the only cure and prevention and treatment for disease. It is actually illegal in America to use an electromagnetic frequency generator to heal patients, even though the machine causes absolutely no harmful side effects at all. It's totally non-invasive and totally painless. It's still illegal to heal somebody with it. However, individual people can own their own machines and use them as they see fit, as long as they do not use the machines to cure disease. How insane. The government says, yeah, you can buy the disease, but you can't use it to cure any disease, even on yourself. You'll be breaking the law. You got to buy those drugs to do that. You got to go to your medical doctor to do that. You got to go to get those surgeries. Don't you dare use something that doesn't cost anything and cure yourself of disease. That'll be costing our buddies in the pharmaceutical industry a lot of money. Don't be doing that. Does that make sense? It's insane. In the owner's manual of a leading computer, it says wireless LAN products. That's LAN, LAN products. Like other radio devices, emit radio frequency electromagnetic energy. This is right in the owner's manual of a leading computer that you can buy. The level of energy emitted by this computer is believed to be safe for use by consumers. These standard recommendations reflect the consensus of the scientific community and are a result of deliberations of panels and committees of scientists who continually review and interpret the extensive research literature available on the subject. Let me put that in English. This device emits this powerful radio frequency electromagnetic energy. Nobody knows whether it's safe or if it'll kill you or cause any problems. But there's a bunch of panels of scientists who are paid off by the industry, and they review all this stuff, and there is a consensus, which means there's a lot of people who think this will kill you. But we go with the consensus, and the consensus has been paid off to say it seems to be safe for consumers. Think about it. That's what's being said. What this means is that there are many people in the scientific community who believe that wireless-based products, including radios, computers, global positioning systems, cell phones, etc., emit such powerful and negative electromagnetic energy that it is dangerous for a person to be exposed to those frequencies. Unfortunately, even if you do not own one yourself, you are being exposed to all those frequencies on a regular and consistent basis anyway. It is interesting to note that this so-called warning is put in the owner's manuals of computers, but hidden, so you can't even see it. That's why you need an electronic chaos eliminator, so you can protect yourself from that energy. Food has energy. The natural energy that natural organic food possesses is vital to the health of the human body. Microwaves dramatically change this energy and make food dangerous to consume. Consider that individual people also emit energy and can emit energy into food as well. A good example was found at the world-famous Rancho La Puerta Health Spa in Mexico. In their organic garden, half of the garden was cultivated and maintained normally. The other half of the garden was also cultivated and maintained normally, but with the addition of having the gardeners consciously emit love to the plants. At the end of the growing season, the half of the garden that was given love from the growers produced twice as much crop as the other half. There is no scientific explanation. A chiropractor friend of mine had two trees in front of his office window. One tree he looked at and emitted love energy. The other tree he looked at daily and emitted hate and anger energy. He was doing a little test. For 6 weeks, the tree that received hate and anger energy had withered and almost died within just 6 weeks. The other tree was flourishing. Again, no scientific explanation. Since then, he did nothing else except now he put love energy to the one that was almost dead, and within another 3 weeks, it had come back to life and was flourishing as well. My mom and my grandmother, God rest her soul, cooked the exact same Italian pasta with marinara sauce. It looked the same, smelled the same. It was virtually identical. But you could always tell who did the cooking. I could never understand how it could taste slightly different. I watched my grandmother cook. I watched my mom cook. They did exactly the same things. They cooked in exactly the same pans, in exactly the same kitchen. They used exactly the same ingredients and the same amounts. They did everything exactly the same way. I could never understand why my mother's cooking tasted a little different than my grandmother's. They weren't. One wasn't better than the other, but they were different. You could always tell, oh, this is grandma's sauce or this is my sauce. One day, I understood that each person emitted a different kind of love energy into the food, and that affected the taste of the food. See, a person's energy can affect living things. While fishing in Canada with my good friend Dr. Mortar and his sons, our Indian guide would take our freshly caught walleye and cook it over an open fire made of wood. The fish was absolutely delicious. One day it was raining pretty heavy, even though we were out there still fishing, but it was raining so much we decided rather than cook on the shore, you know, in the rain, that we would go back to the camp and go inside and cook over gas. The fish was absolutely delicious, but it tasted just a little different. I asked the Indian guide how that could be. He explained that wood emitted different energy into the food than the gas. It had nothing to do with the heat. It was the energy. Science can't explain it. Energy fields are picked up by all living things on this planet. Whales use energy to navigate the ocean. Salmon are hatched, swim downstream into the ocean, and then have the unbelievable ability to swim back to the exact spot that they hatched to lay their own eggs. Think about it. It makes no sense whatsoever. Science can't explain that. Birds return to the exact spot after traveling thousands of miles. Science cannot explain this phenomena because science doesn't understand or believe in energy fields. Still not convinced that music has a powerful effect on the physiology and your health and well-being? Consider this. The latest research confirms that music bypasses your conscious mind. It goes directly to and stimulates the part of the brain that controls your emotions and vital pulses such as heart and respiratory rates, as well as blood pressure. Music that is played at 60 beats or less per minute will slow down your metabolic responses, which not only decrease your stress level, but also increases the amount of chemical endorphins your brain releases and leads to strengthening of your immune system. The exact opposite occurs when listening to music that is against the natural rhythm of the body. Listening to specially designed music that has been designed to work with the body's natural frequency has helped people reduce or eliminate stress, anxiety, pain, insomnia, moodiness, and susceptibility to catching colds and flus, as well as helping to eliminate and prevent many other diseases. It has been also found to turn the body's pH from acidic to alkaline, where disease can't exist at all. Stress-reducing music such as this has been proven by healthcare practitioners from around the world to be a major aid in eliminating degenerative diseases like cancer without drugs and surgery. Still not convinced that research and scientific studies are filled with misrepresentations that are doctored and altered to persuade you to a certain line of thinking and are in many cases outright lies and deceptions? Well, then consider this. According to the FDA's Officer of Inspector General, medical device trials were twice as likely to violate FDA regulations as trials for drugs and biologics. 75% of the cited violations included missing data, poor data, and falsification of data, fraudulent statistics, and fraudulent research information is rampant in healthcare today. That's from the FDA's own Officer of Inspector General. Most statistics presented by the medical community are false, misleading, and deceptive. Example, in a recent experiment, 100 individuals were sent to psychiatrists for evaluation on whether or not they had attention deficit disorder. These people were incredibly focused, well-balanced, had never been on any psychiatric drugs, incredibly healthy, and maintained high grades in schools. The psychiatrist did not know this. They were told simply that they were having some concentration problems and needed a full evaluation. Every single one of these people was diagnosed with attention deficit disorder and prescribed Ritalin or another psychiatric drug by the psychiatrist. This is totally outrageous and fraudulent. Most studies conducted by the medical industry are specifically designed studies to get the results that the industry wants. Most studies have hand-selected subjects. These subjects are specifically picked out with full knowledge that they will produce the best results for the drug companies. In most studies, the number of subjects can be as small as only 5 people, and the length of time the study is conducted can be as short as only a few weeks. Many pharmaceutical companies do trial studies, figuring out the best way to conduct a study to provide the results they need to get FDA approval on the drug. You simply cannot believe any of the studies or research data or alleged scientific evidence submitted by the pharmaceutical industry. They're paying for what they need to get the drugs approved so they can make money. Still not convinced that the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, is an unpoliced, unregulated, independent government agency that actually is judge, jury, and executioner, suppressing the rights of Americans while protecting the profits of big business? Well, then consider this. There are so many stories of how the FTC has attacked companies selling alternative healthcare remedies that are harmless and absolutely work. One company had a product that reduced or eliminated pain in over 90% of the subjects tried. Over 18,000 people had used this product with spectacular results. But because the pain industry is so profitable, this product was squashed by the FTC and virtually banned from the market. One of the best products ever to alleviate pain and cure pain permanently so it never returned. All natural, squashed by the FTC. The government spends tens of millions of dollars prosecuting people and small companies who do not have the resources to defend themselves. It's David versus Goliath. If you are sued by the government, you simply don't have a chance. The FTC admits that it usually does not, and the FDA does not, receive any reports of people injured by products being sold that they attack and go after. David Walker was found to have cancer. He was told by his doctor he had no more than 3 to 5 years before his colon cancer would kill him. 12 years later, Walker is cancer-free. Walker cured himself. He created his own treatment, which included herbs, enzymes, nutrients, detoxification, and energetic therapy that recharged the depleted cells. He alkalized his body and allowed his cancer to vanish. He shared his knowledge and helped hundreds of other cancer patients eliminate totally their cancer without drugs and surgery. But the Federal Trade Commission sued Mr. Walker, citing as basis Walker's records reporting that 14% of the people using his protocol died. However, the report did not include the mortality rate over the same period for cancer patients who underwent the approved cancer therapies, drugs, radiation, and chemotherapy. That group showed 96% of the people died. Do you understand that? In other words, for those who are using Walker's all-natural treatment, only 14% of the people died. Those who are using drugs, radiation, and chemotherapy, 96% died. When the court case ended, Walker became one of the thousands of individuals and companies whose effective alternative non-drug and non-surgery health treatments had been stifled. How sad. Now, you can read the entire story on www.sumeria.net. Or, of course, you can just go to my website, naturalcures.com, and we'll give you the link. The article claims that an individual with breast cancer used Walker's regime, and her cancer was totally cured. She informed her physician. The doctor claimed to have lost $350,000 because her breast cancer went away. The Federal Trade Commission, under pressure from the FDA, then went to work. Never mind that Walker had over 2,500 testimonials from people who loved his all-natural protocol to cure cancer. 86% of the people that Walker worked on survived their cancers. That's unbelievable. Only 4% of people using drugs, radiation, and chemo survive. The government didn't care. The only thing they cared about was he was not using approved drugs, surgery, and radiation. It's unbelievable. Still not convinced that organic food is much better for you than non-organic? Then consider this. A February 2003 study published in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Industry showed organically grown berries contain up to 58% more polyphenolics than conventionally grown berries. This means that organically grown berries have 58% more antioxidants than conventionally grown. In a 1993 study published in the Journal of Applied Nutrition, it showed that over the course of 2 years, organic foods contain up to 4 times as many trace minerals, 13 times more selenium, and 20 times more calcium and magnesium than commercially produced produce, and also had significantly fewer heavy metals including 25% less lead and 40% less aluminum. And of course, they had no chemicals. Dogs who are fed standard, man-made, chemically laced, produced dog food live, depending on the breed, between 12 and 14 years. Dogs that are fed all organic raw food, as they would eat in the wild, live to be 22 to 30 years old. For you dog lovers, treat them right as well. Still not convinced that we are losing the war on cancer, and cancer is getting worse and worse every year, then consider this. Non-fatal skin cancers are the number one form of cancer. The four other most common forms are breast cancer, prostate, lung, and cancer of the colon, all of which can be cured and prevented naturally. Cancer will surpass heart disease as the number one cause of death in the United States in the next few years. Every year, over 1.5 million Americans are diagnosed with cancer, and the number is increasing. The probability that you will develop cancer is one in every two men and one in every three women, and it's getting worse. The war on cancer has been a total failure and a big, huge rip-off scam. Some scientists estimate that up to 70% of all cancers could be simply prevented by dietary change. The only legal remedies for cancer treatment are surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. You can go to jail if you treat cancer with all natural methods, even though they are more effective than surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, and have absolutely no side effects. It's totally insane. Still not convinced that the FDA suppresses information on natural cures? Then consider this. The California Western Law Review published an article entitled, "Why Does the FDA Deny Access to Alternative Cancer Treatments?" Canadian scientist Gaston Nasons created an herbal blend called 714X. This blend, as of 1991, has cured more than 1,000 people of cancer, as well as several AIDS patients. The FDA has attacked him. His entire story is available on his website. Just go to naturalcures.com for the website address. Jason Winter, I talked about him, authored the book Killing Cancer, which has sold more than 1 million copies, about how he cured his cancer with herbs, is quoted as saying, "I must tell you that I was scared about publishing a book about talking about how herbs can cure cancer. I was not prepared to take on the billion-dollar drug companies, the medical association, and doctors, all of whom would chew me up and spit me out, or anyone else for that matter, who possibly said that herbs can help." Keep in mind, the FDA wants to prosecute anyone who is curing disease without the use of drugs and surgery. The tens of thousands of alternative healthcare practitioners are risking their very existence, not because of riches, but because of genuine concern for people's health and well-being. It is sad to know that millions of people suffer needlessly because of the government's suppression of alternative natural remedies. It pains me knowing that people die every year because of the government's suppression of the truth about all natural alternatives and the dangers of drugs and surgery. These doctors or healthcare practitioners will generally say they do not cure anything. In many cases, they say they don't even treat cancer, and they do not treat any form of disease, because saying so would put them in peril with the FDA. They are actually acting as an underground organization, doing so because of their mission for the betterment of mankind. Many times when you see an alternative healthcare practitioner, they have you sign a whole host of forms, disclaimers, release forms, statements asserting they're not trying to cure or prevent any disease, etc., etc. Because of our litigious society and because of the oppression opposed by the government regulating bodies, these wonderful individuals, by risking so much, must take these measures in order to protect their own ability to treat people like you who need their treatment. In a New York Times News Service article, it was stated that more than half of all new drugs approved for marketing have severe or fatal side effects not found in testing. and not reported until years after the medications have been widely used. This information was found by congressional investigators. The General Accounting Office showed that between 1976 and 1985, of 198 drugs approved, over half of them should be taken off the market because they are so deadly and cause so many medical problems. This again shows that taking any non-prescription or prescription drug absolutely causes medical problems. The drugs themselves give you illness, sickness, and disease. Virtually all violent acts committed by children in schools over the last 10 years were committed by individuals who've been on psychiatric prescribed drugs. The psychiatric prescribed drugs increase the chance of suicide and dramatically increase the chance of violent acts. Psychiatric prescribed drugs are deadly and should never be consumed. Most drugs are physically addicting, most notably pain medication, as evidenced by many celebrities, including Rush Limbaugh, who were given drugs by their own doctor, not knowing the addictive nature of the drug. Unable to stop, these people became a slave to the drug. The drugs also caused major medical problems, such as a permanent hearing loss in Rush Limbaugh. Still not convinced that government agencies fight against individuals while allowing big business to go unpoliced? Then consider this. The IRS audits 3 times the percentage of individuals as opposed to corporations, small businesses, and partnerships. The largest multinational corporations get audited the least, even though they are the ones most likely to be committing tax fraud. Still not convinced that experts are generally wrong when they present things as fact, when they should be presenting it as opinion, or that these experts are paid spokespeople and have a financial interest and conflict of interest in relation to what they're saying, then consider this. Talent agents give their expert opinion as fact as to whom has talent and who will never make it. However, most talent agents have been proven to be wrong. Examples: Britney Spears lost in her appearance at Star Search. Elvis Presley was told by the talent scout that he had no talent and should go back to driving a truck. Most major actors, actresses, and musicians were told by experts that they should give up because they had no talent. Folks, experts aren't experts. They just give you their opinion, and they're usually wrong anyway. The president of Digital Equipment Corporation, an expert, said there was absolutely no long-term market for a home personal computer. He was obviously wrong to such a huge degree that the statement sounds insane today. Surprisingly, the person made the statement in the late 70s, not too long ago. The USDA has daily recommended allowances for nutrients. These are taken by the American public as factual and scientifically based. The USDA cannot give any scientific basis or rational reason how these numbers were established. Throughout the last 50 years, these daily recommended allowances or requirements for nutrients have been changed radically over and over and over again. The point is that just because the government agency says you need so many milligrams of vitamin E or vitamin C or vitamin C, or you don't need this, doesn't mean it's true. Generally speaking, history shows that they're usually always wrong. Government agencies tell you the nutrients you need in your diet and in what levels. However, every few years, new nutrients keep being discovered. Just because a nutrient hasn't been discovered doesn't mean you don't need it. This is one of the major reasons why whole food supplements are much better than chemical or synthetic vitamin and mineral pills. It is also the reason why studies and research done on synthetic vitamins do not necessarily show favorable results. When studies are conducted with whole food concentrates that can include not only the vitamin in question, but also the cofactors, and the vitamins are always in the exact proportion found in nature, plus all of the elements in that whole food that defy analysis, in other words, the nutrients that haven't been discovered yet, the results are always better, and they always work. Remember, science is not better than nature. Still not convinced that you are under massive amounts of physiological, energetic, and emotional stress affecting your health and causing your body to become acidic, which leads to virtually all disease? Well, think about this. I was fishing in Canada with my good friend Dr. Mortar, one of the pioneers in pH research. After our third day of fishing in a stress-free environment with no telephones, no computers, no TVs, virtually in the middle of nowhere, he told me that every person has locked in stress that is adversely affecting their health. I told him I was totally relaxed and didn't think I had any stress. He then said to me, okay, relax the muscles in your forehead, which I promptly did. He then pointed out that if I was totally relaxed, how could I relax the muscles in my forehead? They would have already been relaxed. You see, if I was totally relaxed, the muscles in my forehead would have actually been relaxed and could not have been relaxed any further. The fact was I was holding some type of stress unconsciously. We are all under massive amounts of stress in today's living environment, me included, everyone. This stress causes our body pH to become acidic, setting up the perfect environment for sickness and disease. It is vital that you de-stress and relax on a regular basis. De-stressing and relaxing on a regular basis has been shown to reverse virtually every disease because a state of full relaxation puts your body in a state of alkaline pH where disease cannot exist. Not convinced that you need to eat more raw, uncooked, organic fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds? Then consider this. Dogs who ate standard man-made chemically laced produce live, depending on the breed, between 12 and 14 years, and dogs that are fed all organic raw food, as they would in nature, live 22 to 30 years. It'll work as well for you too. Not convinced that companies produce poisons that they call food? Well, people always ask me, why do food companies and restaurants put all these chemicals into the food? The answer is very simple. They must make the food in the cheapest possible manner. This means growing the food in an unnatural way, which produces food that virtually has no taste. The food cannot be allowed to spoil, as it would cost the companies money. It is laced with chemicals to make the food last a very long time. In the processing of the food, chemicals are put in to make you physically addicted to the food, to make you hungrier by increasing your appetite, and are specifically designed to make you fat. This increases sales and profits for the food companies. Companies also have to produce food that can have a shelf life for many years, so that it can be stored if it is not sold and the company can still make a profit. Real, whole, natural food virtually has no shelf life. It goes rancid, therefore is not profitable to the food industry. Remember my earlier example of how homogenization and pasteurization replaced the milkman? The processing of food itself turns the food from real food that nourishes and feeds the body to something that is foreign to the body, unnatural, and causes the body undue physiological stress to cope. It causes disease and makes you age faster. The food industry has refused for years to list the amount of trans fats on the label. These are the things that primarily are hydrogenated oils that give you heart disease. A cost-benefit analysis conducted in 1999 by the FDA itself showed savings of $8 billion a year in averted heart disease costs alone, and a saving of at least 5,000 American lives if trans fats were listed on the label. You could say that the FDA's failure to require the food companies to list trans fats in fact caused the death of 5,000 Americans. Maybe the FDA should be listed as a terrorist organization, since they can be held accountable for a minimum of 5,000 deaths just on this one issue alone. Have you noticed how the news has changed? Today, the lead news story is what happened on last night's reality TV show. Doesn't this amaze you? Well, consider that the news organizations own the networks that produce the reality TV shows. It is no wonder that they are more interested in promoting their other businesses disguising it as news, then adhering to their journalistic responsibilities as news broadcasters. Remember, folks, it's always all about the money. I was told by an insider that a major hamburger chain has to put chemical flavorings in their hamburgers so it actually makes it taste like a hamburger. My most recent experience on how healthcare is really a monopoly for the pharmaceutical industry is when I requested some blood tests to be done. I walked into a lab here in California and asked for some blood work to be done on me and some different tests. I was told it was against the law to do blood work without a prescription from a medical doctor. I was appalled how the lawmakers created this monopoly for MDs. Well, it was the law, so I reluctantly acquired a prescription from a medical doctor. So I had to walk in and say, these are the tests I want. You have to write the prescription. $75. Scam, 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 scam. Rip off, scam. Okay? So then I went, I had my blood drawn. They were going to fill my prescription. I paid the bill in full. How much is it? I'm going to pay right now. I paid for all the blood tests in full. Then I asked when I could get my results. I was told it was against the law for them to give me my test results. It must be sent to a medical doctor. Now, this was my blood. I paid for the test with my money, yet the law denied me direct access to my results. See, this is a good example of how lawmakers guarantee profits for MDs and people within the medical pharmaceutical industry. Some people wonder if corporate executives are as ruthless and greedy as I suggest. Many of them are. Consider Ford Motor Company. The executives knew that if they did not recall the Ford Pinto, hundreds of people would die. Yet, they made the decision not to order the recall because it would cost too much money. They decided that profits were more important than people dying or being maimed for life. I mean, think about this. Remember Ford, the Pinto? Imagine the meeting that must have happened at the senior, most highest levels with these people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. A junior executive comes in and says, "Gentlemen, we have a problem. This car is a death trap. If we don't recall it, 2, 3, maybe even 5,000 people will die horrible deaths or be maimed permanently if we don't recall this vehicle because the car explodes on impact from the rear." And then the senior executives say, "How many people will die? Maximum? Well, our estimates are 5,000 people will die or be maimed permanently. Is that the maximum?" "Well, that's our estimates." "Okay, and how much will it cost to recall the Pinto?" "Sir, it'll cost hundreds of millions of dollars." "If all these people die and file suits, what will be our cost?" "Well, no more than $50 million." "Let them die. Let them die. Don't recall it. It'll cost too much money. Obviously, it's cheaper to let them die and file suits against us. Heck, even if they're maimed. Okay, thanks for coming in. Goodbye." Next, folks, that's the sickness that goes on in corporate America and around the world. The guy said, "Let him die. Let him die." What if that was your son, your daughter, your brother, your wife, your husband, some rich, greedy, sick person says, "Let him die. Let him die." Can such corruption actually be occurring in the corporate world around the world with politicians and government agencies? Can it be such widespread and nobody out there is blowing the whistle? Well, consider the New York Police Department and Officer Frank Serpico. A movie and book came out about his life. For years and years and years, payoffs, bribes, and corruption were widespread and commonplace in the New York Police Department. It was estimated that 80% were on the take, were corrupt. It went to the highest levels, the captains, the lieutenants, all the way up to the chief. Yet for years, not one single person exposed the truth. And no one even considered that such corruption could be occurring on such a widespread basis and for so long within New York Police Department. However, when this truth was finally exposed, the unthinkable and totally unimaginable had been occurring. Corruption at virtually every level in the New York City Police Department, exposed by one man. And nobody could believe it was going on for so long and had embraced so many and such a high percentage of people. Right now, this type of corruption is occurring, folks, at healthcare at virtually every level. Chapter 11. Still not convinced? Of course, the last chapter was not convinced, and then I hopefully got you to at least consider some things and open your eyes. At this point, you're still not convinced? That's the chapter 11. Chapter 11, still not convinced? Well, this book, and obviously these tapes and CDs, contains many basic premises. Some, or quite frankly, probably most, of my statements may be very hard for many of you to believe and grasp. Some of the things I say, such as walking being incredibly healthy, or eating more fresh raw fruit and vegetables has many health benefits, may be relatively easy for you to accept as truth. Other basic premises that I espouse in this book, such as non-prescription and prescription drugs causing disease, may be much harder to accept as truth. I encourage you to educate yourself on these subjects. To help you do that,